Money makes me happy. Money makes me happy. Give me money. Hey, you're famous now, PewDiePie. And nothing in my life changes when I get famous. Literally nothing. It's the same fucking deal every day of my life. Nothing changes. I want to know where the fame is. Where's my fucking fame? Where's my fucking... How much... Look it. I've been begging and pleading. We're only at 20 out of 50 subs. Where's my fucking money? Where's my fame? Where's my fucking attention? I see no attention from people. None. Because it's like people just really have no... They really don't respect me as a content creator.
Maybe that's because you don't do anything. I watched over 2 hours of this chick stream, and like a third of that was dead air. If you can't figure out after 2 years of streaming that multiple minutes in a row of dead air is not entertainment, then you should just throw in the towel right now. After seeing all this drama from female, air quote, Twitch streamers, I'm really starting to believe that there are very few young women out there who don't just expect to be given stuff for free. And then when they get that free stuff, they just complain it's not enough. With that said, before I get to the main topic, let me do some world building to show you how bad this really is. This Twitch streamer, Bad Bunny, has gotten a massive amount of attention over the past month or so, and even like a year before that. Yet the only way she has found to make money is to just bully her fans until one of them buys her a bunch of gift subs out of pity. That is a representation for how little she cares about her fans or the platform she's on and why no one watches her. But just for a second, let me illustrate to you how much promotion she's actually had over the past year. And this is just a small part of it. Look at this video on her from last month by a Twitch streamer that goes by Moist Critical. It has over 3 million views on it. Look at this more recent video by PewDiePie about simps that mentions her. It has over 5 million views. Over the past year, she's been gifted millions of views of free advertisement. Now, just for comparison, Jacksepticeye was mentioned in a single video by PewDiePie that included 10 other channel mentions, and just a year and a half later, he had millions of subscribers. The difference? When Jack got the mention from PewDiePie, he was humbled by the whole situation and worked his ass off to figure out what his fans wanted. What happened with Bad Bunny? Nothing. She produces the same boring NPC-style stream that no one wants to watch. But if you guys still have doubts in your mind, then let me show you how easy it would be to make her channel a success. At the start of her stream, she mentions that she's into BDSM. Her childhood trauma that led to that's a little bit beyond the scope of this video, but think of it this way. She is famous for being mean to her followers. So all she would have to do is play some popular video game, roleplay as a dominatrix, and then turn the whole thing into a joke. That's all she has to do. Turn the meme into a business model. Do you know how many guys who are into that kind of stuff? Chicks get paid a crapload of money to humiliate guys on the internet. She already has the voice for it. I mean, seriously, to not realize something that obvious means that she must have put zero work into this outside of turning the camera on and filming herself doing nothing for 9 hours. Who is going to find that valuable? If I'm going to spend multiple hours watching someone, then they better be doing something interesting. And that's what listening to Bad Bunny is like. And that's what it's like to listen to a lot of these air quote Twitch streamers. And when these streams are done by girls who are actually attractive, the quality of the content gets even worse.
But if a woman is hot, she could be pretty lazy.
This Twitch streamer Amaranth had 1,700 people watching her sleep. You literally can't get any lazier than that. During a different stream, she sat in a bathing suit for 5 hours eating Costco pizza while reading the chat. Literally any woman can do that. So with that said, why are these women, especially considering the popularity of anime, surprised when they see that VTubers are replacing them? This must be a rude awakening to these streamers, because apparently the men who watch that type of content don't care whether the streamer is real or a cartoon. That means that all of the unattractive girls who had to develop at least somewhat of a personality can now become VTubers and outcompete all of the lazy streamers. And this is becoming a huge thing. A VTuber and cam girl by the name of Project Melody has made thousands of dollars on her first Twitch stream, plus she had a sponsor. She's taken Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter by storm, and on Valentine's Day, she broke Chatterbait because she had too many viewers in her stream. The reason for her success is very obvious. Melody actually shows interest in her fans. when I did the research for this video, all the cam girls on Chatterbait and the streamer girls on Twitch that I watched looked completely bored, or they were bitchy and mean. Melody is not only positive and cheerful, but she's also very relatable to her fans. She's a big fan of anime and hentai, which is very marketable to weebs.
It's not like I like you or anything.
She even acts like a weeb by speaking cringy Japanese.
なんだよ? Oh.
She actually wants to interact with her fans like they're real people.
What made you pursue your career choice?
I'm super obsessed with Karam girls. I love them. The interesting thing is that they get to interact with their fan base, like, every day.
And last, she's the first VTuber cam girl, which makes her completely unique. No one else is doing what she's doing, whereas if you look at other cam girls, you can't tell the difference between one and the other. Even in places where she's deficient, for example, if she says she doesn't play video games, she's willing to try and embarrass herself on Twitch because it's what the fans want.
I'm not going to come in and say, like, hey, I'm amazing and I play all the games. Oh, Melody is a gamer girl. I'm not. I just watch anime, but I'm going to try my best to play games.
In a place where no other girl is putting any effort, a girl who says, I'm going to try my best, is very alluring to a lot of guys. So is this any mystery to you e-girls? Do you even understand the market? Chads don't sit and watch Twitch all day. Nerds do. Nerds want to interact with girls who like anime and video games, not with girls who look like they'd rather be out shopping. With the growing popularity of anime figures, body pillows, and Japanese guys marrying their Nintendo, Melody's success should be even more obvious.
With guys, I often prefer hairless. However, as long as you can dominate me, then I'm okay.
The best part of this is that all the women who are pissed off at Melody's success are going to learn absolutely nothing from this event, when they really should be amazed by what Melody has figured out. A big problem with doing porn is that you have to show your face and worry about your family and friends finding out. Nobody knows who Melody is, so she doesn't have to worry about that. She also doesn't have to worry about stalkers. She doesn't show herself naked in real life, so she hasn't destroyed her sexual marketplace value by ruining the mystery. And most importantly, she doesn't age. The cam girls should be cheering for her. But that's not what's happening. Instead of cheering for Melody's success, they're trying to tear her down. And despite how much articles from Wired want you to believe it's about morality, it's not. It's about survival, and it's always been about survival. Do you know why women always use character attacks in arguments when they know they're wrong? It's because ruining a man's reputation and threatening to take away sexual access shuts most men up or gets other men to simp for her, which allows her to survive despite whatever immoral thing she's doing. You know how women talk about compassion when they say there should be free medical care, or empathy when they speak of free college or student loan forgiveness? It has nothing to do with empathy or compassion. If it did, they wouldn't throw a tantrum every time you mention that if she isn't paying for those things, then someone else is. When she says, have empathy for others, she's really just talking about herself. Do you know why these abusers get mad when you expose them as manipulators? Is because once people understand what they are doing, their tricks don't work anymore. When you threaten their survival, people get really pissed off, and that's where all the irrationality comes from. Well, now it's probably too late because these women have been so well exposed that even big channels like PewDiePie are teaching young men to not be simps. But in reality, these e-girls know they can't compete with Melody because they don't have personalities that are attractive to their viewers. They don't like the same things their followers like, they don't actually care about the men who give them money, and they don't want to do any work to change that. When the standards are set this low, it's no wonder that a very large number of men don't care when technology outperforms real women. Technology is the solution to all of this because it has given men a choice. Never before in history have men been able to take power away from hot women who are crazy. In the past, attractive women have had a ridiculous amount of power. Hell, a lot of them don't even have to be attractive. I mean, look at this girl. She has almost 1 million views on this video. Do you really think that her expert instruction on puppy pose is what made this a hit, or is it something else? Could it be that the vast majority of her audience isn't there to learn yoga or get dance lessons? Even an average woman can stick her ass out and get millions of views. But now, all that power is slowly trickling away. the amount of vocally miserable spinsters and cat ladies who were wasted their youth on the carousel are on the rise. Yet they have the audacity to blame men and call us crazy. This article from Wired says Project Melody appeals largely to incels who are mass murderers. They back off that dishonesty a little by saying, nobody is saying that Project Melody fans are out for blood. But then they say, look, they post all these memes that tear women down. So, like, probably they want to kill women, right? They even dehumanize Melody by specifying human women, because I guess Melody isn't some 19-year-old wearing a suit. She's fake. There isn't a real person behind that avatar at all. When it comes to the feminist agenda, she doesn't count as a real woman. Listen to this, though. Everyone I spoke to mentioned that they thought human cam models seemed bored and lazy. There's your answer. They literally just told you how to make money. Why don't you listen? What's your solution? Call the guys who support Project Melody gay. How long has this attitude of shaming just worked for women? The fact that they keep doing it without realizing that it just pushes men further into looking for technological alternatives means that they have been pulling this trick for a very, very long time and can't stop. And they want to call men mentally ill because they don't want to give money to an inferior product. But really, if we're going to talk about mental health, then here is the definition of good mental health. Good mental health is about accepting reality for what it is and learning how to cope with that reality. Think about it. Who is not getting the results they want in this situation? Is it the incels watching Project Melody, or is it the mad cam girls and Twitch streamers? Who needs to accept the reality of their situation here? Who should be making changes based on reality so that they actually get the results they want? It's not the incels. They're getting exactly what they want. And hey, if Wired is so concerned that the incels are going to cause mass shootings because they aren't getting laid, then they should be happy that Melody is curbing that desire. If incels are actually the problem, then Wired is trying to prevent the solution by attacking Melody. Do you actually care about the lives you are pretending to care about? Because saying incels are volatile and then calling them gay losers says that you don't. And my God, we don't even have the sex robots, artificial wombs, or life extension technology yet. These women better start developing a personality and some sort of skills, or none of them are going to survive the next few decades. Especially with popular figures like Project Melody. Just wait until she figures out that guys want a Project Melody sex doll. Just wait until her copycats realize that weebs want sex dolls of their favorite anime VTuber waifus. That will drive sex doll technology through the roof, because then, instead of just having a blank slate, they can project a personality based on the VTuber onto their sex doll. This whole Project Melody thing is going to be huge in the market of offering alternatives to real women. But with that said, I think that will be enough for this video.